Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 7th. The results of Tuesday's election have been finalized. The closest ballot measure turned out to be statewide Proposition DD, which seeks to legalize sports gambling in Colorado casinos and use the taxed profits for water projects around the state. Wednesday afternoon, the Associated Press reported that Proposition DD will pass. With more than 1.4 million ballots counted, Proposition DD had 50.8% of the vote, according to the Colorado Secretary of State's office. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Luke Runyon has more on the passage of Proposition DD.
Prop DD passed with slightly more than 50% of the vote. Starting May of next year, Colorado will join 17 other states where some form of sports gambling is legal. A 10% tax on casinos' profits from individual bets will go toward priorities laid out in the Colorado Water Plan. Brian Jackson is with the Environmental Defense Fund and pushed for DD's passage.
This is a down payment, but it's significantly more than the state has ever had for water. And as I say, money and water are scarce in Colorado, so we'll take anything we can get.
The new tax is expected to bring in between $6 and $15 million per year in its first 3 years. Only existing casinos in the state will be eligible to earn sports gambling licenses. I'm Luke Runyon.
Here in Delta County, a hotly debated ballot measure was 7A, a mill levy increase for the Delta Library District. According to the Delta County website, 11,080 total votes were cast on the issue. In the end, the library ballot measure did not pass, losing by a count of 1,368 votes. On Wednesday, KVNF News spoke with Tracy Einot, Communications and Outreach Administrator for the Library District, to get her reaction about the defeat of ballot measure 7A.
We are deeply saddened by the outcome of the election, but we are committed to providing the best possible library services for Delta County within the constraints that we have. It's clear at this time that the voters of Delta County do not support restoring lost service hours, expanding and maintaining programs and services in Delta County. Despite that outcome, so many people have rallied around us in recent months, and we are tremendously grateful for their support. And we want to thank everyone who supported us through this process.
Patrons of Delta County libraries will start seeing significant reduction of hours and services at all five branches of the library. A plan is already in place to close all libraries each Thursday during December, before new reduced schedules are finalized in January of next year. Here's Tracy Einot.
So in the months to come, we will be reducing hours, services, and programs, and we will be rolling that plan out as everything comes together. Through November, everyone can expect normal operating hours and services. Through the month of December, every library in Delta County will be closed on Thursdays. And then as soon as we have a plan for the new schedule for the library district that will begin in January 2020, we will post that. People can expect that each library will be reduced by a full day of service. And people can expect that programs and services will be reduced as well.
From Capitol coverage, Colorado voters soundly rejected the second statewide ballot measure in Tuesday's election, Proposition CC, which would have let the state legislature keep money that would otherwise be refunded under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. The ballot question sparked a battle between lawmakers who sought more funding for transportation and education and residents who think government spending should continue to be limited. Michael Fields opposed the proposition. He said that the election is a win for taxpayers.
I think there was a overreach that happened at the legislature. They wanted more money. They wanted to grow government. And I think the voters said no thanks, and by a pretty significant margin. I think we thought it was going to be pretty close, and it is a bigger margin than we thought.
Governor Jared Polis and other top Democrats supported Proposition CC, along with more than 90 organizations. This is from the Delta County Independent. Robert Thorne has been selected as Interim Chief Executive Officer for Delta County Memorial Hospital. The hospital's board of directors made the announcement on Monday. Thorne will fill in as CEO while the board searches for a permanent replacement for former CEO Jason Kleckler, whose contract was not renewed. According to hospital officials, Kleckler's departure is a personnel issue that will remain confidential. Thorne has more than 25 years of experience in areas of executive leadership, rural hospital administration, PACE organizations, medical practice operations, and is the current principal at Summit Healthcare Strategies, LLC. He is a published author and public speaker in areas of healthcare strategy, telehealth, population health, and rural healthcare. Thorne will not serve as the next CEO of Delta Hospital. He will only serve as interim CEO until the position is properly filled. The board of directors is establishing a selection committee to decide who the next CEO will be. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the closest election in the area on Tuesday appears to have been in Montrose, where city voters approved Measure 2A by exactly 60 votes. The difference is less than 1%, but is not small enough to trigger an automatic recount. Measure 2A establishes a 0.58% sales tax increase in Montrose. Funds will be used to hire more police officers and to build a new police building. The municipal sales tax in Montrose will increase from 7.95% to 8.53%. After 20 years, the portion of the public safety sales tax paying for the new building will sunset, leaving the rate at 0.44% for public safety. Proponents of the measure said that the police department needed an estimated 15 more sworn officers over time and a building larger than its current location on South First Street. It was suggested the city could use adjacent property it already owns on which to construct a new headquarters. Opponents of the measure said that the city failed to prioritize its spending needs and that an additional tax was not the answer. Anyone with questions about the city's budget can attend the upcoming budget open house at 4 p.m. November 14th at 107 South Cascade Avenue in Montrose. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.